What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's talk about the Detroit Lions here. They lose Ben Johnson inside the division, no less. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got Jameson Williams. They surprisingly reached for Isaac Tesla. He's a big-time athlete out of Arkansas. 6'4", 215 pounds. Ran a 4.43 40 with a 39.5-inch vertical. Added 17 bench presses as well. So great athlete is Isaac Tesla, but still, Matt, he's an athlete, and I don't necessarily know if he's a wide receiver yet, if that makes any sense. When you take a look at this Lions wide receiver room, what do you see?
Tell you what, yeah, of course, this is classic us. We're going to, again, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, let's talk about Isaac Tesla first.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, when he was drafted...
Yeah.
You know, well, before he was drafted, I had been telling you about this guy that I was like, this dude, Tesla from Arkansas, he's got some like crazy athletic measurables, but no production, you know, zero touchdowns at Arkansas or whatever, you know, well, not, it's not zero, but I mean, again, he had fewer than 600 receiving yards, I believe, in his final year at Arkansas. So again, not a lot of college production there, even though he dominated Hillsdale College, the lower levels before, and he was like a high school wing T quarterback. So, you know, you and I, when he got drafted by the Lions, were like, what do they see this guy as? You know, because obviously they have one of, if not the very best slot-leaning player in the league in Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Isaac Tesla took 28% of his sampled snaps outside in the slot for 70.1%, backfield 1.8%. He was almost always off the line of scrimmage, 70% in his reception perception sample. Yet, despite that, his best routes were like post nine corner out, and he has athletic measurables that are comparable to like Allen Robinson and Rome Odunze, Javon Walker, these like big time X receivers. Well, it's been made pretty clear both from training camp and in the preseason that he's actually competing with Tim Patrick for like the X receiver role in this offense. And I gotta say, it looks pretty good in the preseason. I know it's preseason, but he does look pretty good running these like in breaking routes and just blocking his ass off too. I just think this team's like
critical.
I mean, it is critical for Dan Campbell and the Lions. I mean, yeah, no block, totally. No rock, baby. So I do think is he going to come in here and set the world on fire as a rookie? But I don't know about that. But I do think he's like legitimately from what you hear from training camp, he's pushing Tim Patrick in camp for reps as that X receiver. So I thought like, hey, this is going to be a pure redshirt year, but I could see him getting on the field a little bit.
Okay, can I ask this question? Because when I think about like a, you know, wing T quarterback playing wide receiver, not a lot of production and a hyper good athlete, it brings my mind back to Jacksonville. And it brings my mind back to a fella by the name of Matt Jones, who was 6'6", 235 pounds. He ran a 4.37 with a 39.5-inch vertical. Unbelievable athlete, but he couldn't play wide receiver, man. So again, I go back and I start thinking about that. What kind of player, what kind of wide receiver traits have we seen from Isaac Tesla to kind of sort of divorce myself of that comparison and look at Isaac Tesla as a real true NFL wide receiver?
Well, it's funny you bring up Matt Jones because he was another big dude, 6'6", 222, and was a guy that tore up the combine, you know, 4.37 40-yard dash.
That's insane.
6.2 three cone there on the old Matt Jones. I will say I don't know. I don't know what Isaac Tesla's stance is on cocaine. So maybe we do have to figure if we're making the Matt Jones comparison, we do have to
I don't know why, but I forgot about that, bro.
First, the two things I think of with Matt Jones are the combine and the fact he was arrested. Plastic bag with a white substance that tested positive for cocaine in a jar with possible marijuana residue. So, he copped to the, it was cocaine. So again,
oh my goodness gracious. I
think Isaac Tesla, from what you hear, high character guy. You do hear great character reports. He's blocking his butt off in training camp. He's not out there with cocaine in the car. But I do think from a receiving perspective, pretty good zone beater in college. 81.3% success rate versus zone. That's a 62nd percentile mark. Obviously, not a big sample of routes. I totally get that, but he really did show an ability to snap routes off, over the middle of the field, like those bigger post routes and stuff like that. So, I think that he's definitely a project from a route perspective, and he might just be kind of blocking. And look, if he was on the field, he'd be like the fifth targeted player in this offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brown, we got JMO, we got Laporta, we got Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, and they also have, he's just not getting a lot of footballs thrown his way as he develops. Did have great hands, though. That's another thing that I wanted to note. Good vision with the ball in his hands. Literally, as much as he was never productive, he also never dropped a pass at Arkansas, not just in his reception perception sample, never dropped a pass. And he did have a strong contested catch rate, too, 80% contested catch rate. So, I think that he is a guy worth developing. I did think he was going to go on day three, but the Lions have shown they do not give a damn what other people think, and that is what they did. And I'm really just – this is a guy I want to keep tracking because it's a good offensive ecosystem, and I think they've been looking for this, like, big-bodied X receiver, you know, throughout the course of the time that this coaching staff has been there.
Question for you in regards to Jameson Williams. I thought that Ben Johnson really, really went out of his way to go scheme up some plays and drop some plays for Jameson Williams, especially early in the season and early in games too, to keep him engaged and just to get him going. He's gone now. So my whole thought on Jameson Williams is, okay, has he developed enough as a player that you don't have to get him all these designer looks? Like, can he just work in the flow of an offense for Dan Campbell and the boys, and work opposite of Amon-Ra St. Brown to be a true number two?
I think he's fine as a number two, and he's definitely another guy that I think we'll be debating in this, like, best number two receiver show that we might want to do, because I do think there's some really appealing parts to his game. He's developed into a really nice zone beater where he's around like 80% last year. And I mentioned those like final five games in 2023 when he was an awesome zone beater down the stretch there. Definitely not perfect, not the most consistent player in the world, but he's really good working those in-breaking routes. I mean, again, he's going to keep coming up with Lions players and Ben Johnson players. We're all about the in-breaking routes here. 81.3% success rate on digs. Actually really good on deeper out routes too. 93.9% success rate, but just not a complete player. The success rate versus man is 36th percentile. So it's not like horrific, but it is a weaker portion of his game. So to your point about, can he just like line up and win on his own? I don't think always consistently. And I like your theory about getting him involved early in games and kind of drawing up big plays for him, because he does seem like a guy that maybe always needs the like carrot at the end of the stick there. I mean, shoot, for they're still in training camp yapping about him, like, oh, breakout season, Jameis, look at some good breakout season. I feel like that's kind of just like they need to always gas him up like that to kind of keep him engaged. But nice player, for sure, a good, nice player. But I also think that if there's going to be like decline in the Lions offense from an efficiency perspective, which there almost has to be, they led the NFL in points per game last year. Ben Johnson's gone, offensive line turnover. I do think that Williams is a guy, just because of the way he produces, like, low targets, high yield targets, I do think that he is kind of susceptible to that from a production standpoint.
Last year, Jameson Williams, 91 targets, 58 receptions, 1,001 receiving yards, 17.3 yards per reception, Matt. I mean, to get 1,000 yards on less than 100 targets, that is
That's pretty crazy.
That is tough to do, man. That is incredibly tough to do. So when I say that Ben Johnson tried to get him involved early and often and really design touch, it's not as if he was a high volume player, 91 targets, you know, but it certainly felt as if, okay, we got to get Jameson Williams involved. And it really felt like he came at the behest of Sam Laporta, who saw 120 targets his rookie year and just 83 in 2024. Jameson Williams' line, Matt, for receiving yards is set at 900.5 receiving yards on the season, over under on 900.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a really good line. It's a really, really good line. I think one thing that it would make you nervous and maybe want to take the under on this one is just that last year, Jameson Williams averaged 7.7 yards after catch per reception. You think of a vertical player like Jameson Williams, he's not or a fast player. He's not actually that great of like a run and the go routes. You want him
right.
Run that quick cross or quick slant, get the ball in his hands and whoosh, let him just slice through a zone defense, which is what he was last year. I think I might just go under here, and that will make sense when we get to my one of my picks in the prop. I would just might go under here just because, again, I think there's some volatility in the Lions offense there.
I don't think there's enough volume. I mean, he'd have to see again, 90 plus targets is not great. You know, I think he'd have to get to 110 or 120.
Now he missed time. He was suspended, all that type of stuff. So
It's there. It's there. I get it. Okay, so that dovetails quite nicely into the pick segment. The pick segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right, walk me through the Detroit Lions. And really, you've got a prop here for Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got him at 1075 at minus 114. Over under on St. Brown, 1075.
I mean, this feels downright disrespectful.
I totally agree.
I was shocked.
I totally agree.
I mean, this is a guy who his last three seasons, 1161, 1515, and then 1263 last year. I mean, he's beat this number three straight seasons. The FanDuel must be buying the Jameson Williams hype. They must be buying the Jameson Williams training camp clips, you know, which I think Jameson Williams is a good player. I do, but I think that the metronome of this offense, the consistent, the guiding force is Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, are we still holding fourth round draft capital against him when we're projecting the receiving line? I'm so confident in this that there's no way it works out, but golly, I'm pretty damn confident in this. And I want to say, I just finished charting Amon-Ra St. Brown today. And the thing that impresses me about this guy so much is that every year he gets just a little bit better. He just gets just a little bit better, man. He's not like some of the, you know, top tier receivers in the league in terms of you can line this guy up at X receiver and have him run a go route and win over the top. But man, he's right there in that next group. You know, he really is. And this is a guy who in his rookie season was primarily just that zone beating power slot receiver, 60.3% success rate versus man, 80.4% success rate versus zone. Well, he comes out in 2022, his second season, 70.5% against man, 81.8% against zone. Big jump against man, incremental against zone. Year three, 2023, 71.6 against man, 83.4 against zone. He comes out this past year, 72.4% against man, 83.2% against zone. So again, just getting better. But the big jump this past year came against press, which he doesn't see press that often because he moves around the formation. Mm-hmm. But when he did, 78.6% success rate versus press coverage. Very, very good number. Just love the way he's developed as a technician off the line of scrimmage. He was great on contested balls downfield, really like a trusted target for Jared Goff on out route or like not the corner routes, deeper digs, the whole deal, man. I'm so impressed with him as a player. I did feel like this was a little bit of a disrespectful line. So we're definitely taking the over 1,100 bare minimum for St. Brown. I feel really good about that.
I feel like this number should be is like 100 off.
Yes.
I feel like the number should be 1,175 instead of 1,075, if that makes sense. I would project him closer to 1,200 yards than 11.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no, I'm with you. I'm 100% in on this. By the way, we are the Alignment Bros, and we talk about the improvements and stuff. That improvement has allowed him to play a little bit more outside. He played 42%. Mm-hmm. Outside in 2022, 49% outside in 2023, and then 51% outside in 2024, according to Next Gen Stats. So we've seen that a little bit of versatility, a little bit more outside, to the point where last year, I think most fans would be shocked. I think they'd be shocked to know that Amon-Ra St. Brown played more than half his snaps as an outside wide receiver for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my projections right now because I hate myself enough to do these every year. I've got him at 1,231. So, nice. Yeah, we're beating this number by a decent bit. It's one of my favorite ones. And yeah, that development as an outside receiver, yeah, it's pretty big, man. I mean, yeah, he's never going to be like a full-time outside guy, but like this is a – he's really developed. Like, he's not one of these guys, you know, the Rashee Rices, the Juju Smith-Schusters, Debo's not like a slot receiver, but like he's another one that was always like just average to slightly below average versus man coverage. Now this guy is 72.4% success rate versus man, over 70% for three straight years. He's more than just a slot merchant or something.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.